It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Return your boring bath into a power shower when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974 with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma. Are you a fiddler? You like to fix stuff in the house? Are you a person that thinks if it ain't broke, don't fix it? I say, if it ain't broke, you aren't trying hard enough. So pick up the tools and let's get to work. We know there's something that needs to be done. 888-666-3974. We have a very busy hour planned for you. Coming up on the program this hour, when the weather outside is frightful, slippery sidewalks can cause some serious harm.
Ooh, you like that was the way a toughie.
I banged out those S's? Find out which kind of ice removal products you should be using to season those sidewalks, because some of these products can damage the sidewalk and also damage the environment. We'll tell you how to do it safely next.
And also ahead this hour, no doubt with winter already in full swing in many parts of our country, your heating bills are on the rise. Well, energy efficient windows, you know, they can really make a big difference in your heating and your cooling costs. But with so many choices out there on the market, which windows are going to work for you and your home? We're going to help you figure it out in just a little bit.
And is that funky smell coming from your fridge not last night's leftovers?
Ew.
It could be food particles clogging the drain pan. What the heck is that, you say? It's the source of the stink. We're going to tell you how to clean it out in just a bit.
Yeah, and if you don't know where it is, it's a good chance it
follow
needs
your
cleaning. And also, one caller that we talked to this hour is going to win a digital security system from the folks over at Swan. It's worth $199, and it's like having your very own personal security camera right at home.
888-666-3974. Call us now with your do-it-yourself dilemma. Let's get right to the phones. Leslie, who's first?
Lisa in New Jersey wants to refinish a fireplace. Tell us about what it looks like now.
Well, right now it's old looking. It's red
okay.
brick, and it has the cement in between the bricks is discolored and it's cracking. It has a couple old vents on the front of it, and it's about six or 7 feet wide and as high as the ceiling, which is probably about 8 or 9 feet, and it just looks dilapidated, and I think it detracts from the room. We'd like to refinish it with a stone front,
mm-hmm.
or we're not quite sure what, and we're not quite sure if it's something we can do ourselves or if we need to hire someone to do it, and I'm just looking for some pointers.
I think it really depends on the material that you're interested in. You know, there's a lot of products that are manufactured to be stone. Owens Corning, for example, makes one called Cultured Stone, and their website simply is culturedstone.com. And they offer a variety of different profiles from a ledge stone to a river rock. And these are fantastic for an application on a fireplace or even an exterior of a home. If you want to go natural stone, you're going to be dealing with something that's a lot heavier and therefore a little bit more of a feat of engineering and how to install it. I know even with the Owens Corning stuff, you know, I've installed it. It's easy to do. They do recommend that a pro does it just to make sure that it really is adhered well and done in a proper way. You can do it either way on your own. Both really do deliver a beautiful look. And if you're tired of that brick, it's the quickest way to update it.
Mm-hmm. Does the Owen Stone come with instructions that might be fairly easy for a layperson like myself and my husband to follow?
Their website has amazing directions. They are very simple to understand. I think where it gets a little tricky is when we're talking about it for a home's exterior and you're dealing with certain types of adhesives and certain types of fasteners. You do need to get it through a distributor, and they would also be able to talk you through the installation process and give you all of the installing materials as well. But also head over to a local building material and look at their stone yard and chat with them about the type of concrete to use as your adhesive and the type of stone that you're interested in. You know, one might be more cost effective than the other for your budget, and one might be also easier to install, but both will give you a beautiful look.
Do you have any ideas for grates? Or right now we just have, they look like old register grates that are on the front.
Are you looking for something a little bit more vintage or classic or architectural?
I'd say classic, not vintage. I mean, you know, if it's a stone fireplace, I don't want anything that's ornate. But, you know, just something that's more aesthetically more pleasing than what I have now, which I know you can't see. But
there's a good website. It's Van Dyke's Restorers, and they have a lot of architectural elements from hinges to doorknobs to registers to radiator grates that are a lot more aesthetically pleasing than just the standard stuff you'd find at a local home center.
And that's called Van Dyke's Restorers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll write that down. Well, thank you. That's a good start for us.
Lisa, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Steve in Alabama has a question about flooring. What can we do for you today?
I've got a 50-year-old house. That's the original part of the house. And I want to put down a laminate floor. But in taking up the carpet, realize the floor is very unlevel.
What's the subfloor made out of, Steve?
I'm on a slab, okay. And then there's I call it hardwood squares. It's not the little parquet. It's kind of 12-inch squares.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I call it the poor man's hardwood floor.
Okay.
And that's what's down. But now because of taking out a closet and taking out a wall, you know, there were some vacant spots that I filled in with some vinyl cement patch.
Mm-hmm.
But then because of settling, it's on prairie mud.
All right.
And maybe just general construction of the house, over one corner from the middle of the room probably drops as much as an inch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, first of all, laminate floor is fairly forgiving when the underfloor is a bit off level. Dropping an inch, if it drops an inch evenly over,
is not terrible
if it drops it pretty evenly. If you want to try to level the whole thing out, there's a material called floor leveling compound, which is sort of like a lightweight concrete, sort of a slurry mix that finds its own level, and that could be added on top of that concrete slab.
We used one at my house called Abocrete.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked nicely.
I actually was planning to just put the laminate over the wood.
Okay. Yeah, and you can do that, yeah.
So that the self-leveler can go over the wood as well?
No, what I would do in the wood situation is you're going to have to use some sort of underlayment with the laminate flooring of your choice. Some of the laminate floorings have the underlayment directly to the backside. Others, you're going to need a roll of this foam-type substance that will serve as the underlayment. And I think in the areas where you see it sort of tapering off, you might just want to add a couple of extra pieces of the underlayment to sort of build it up in that area. But it's really not going to be a big deal.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah, well, it's easy for
really
us. We don't have to
easy.
Do it.
Laminate flooring is the easiest technology.
It really is.
It comes together so beautifully. It snaps and locks together. You don't even need to glue it. I mean, it really works great.
Well, listen, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Steve. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Well, it's a new year, and that means a new you. And that also can include your home. And we can help get everything back in order after these crazy holidays. So call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our magic number, 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Why is that a magic number?
Because it gives you all of the answers, and we have nice, super friendly people waiting.
Who never sleep.
Exactly, to answer those phones.
You heard it. 888-666-3974. Up next, slippery sidewalks making dangerous conditions at your house. Keep the rock salt handy, but make sure it's just melting the ice and not the sidewalk. We'll tell you which kind is the least corrosive next.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
Soaring energy prices, brutal insurance rates, variable rate loans that go nowhere but up. These are very tough times for homeowners.
So we decided to do something about it.
That's right. We partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program to ease the squeeze on American homeowners.
And we're so sure that you're going to save tons of money using this unique membership that we're going to give you a month for free.
Not only that, we'll give you a pair of top-notch electronic tools from Zircon, the LaserBall 360, and the Stud Sensor i60 just for becoming a member.
You will save money with your membership. We guarantee it.
Call 1-866-REAL-HOME. That's 1-866-REAL-HOME. It's a no-brainer.
But you're going to have to be one of our first 1,000 members, so call right now at 1-866-REAL-HOME.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit aprilair.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
Wouldn't it be great if you never had to worry about running out of hot water? Do you want to pay less money to heat water for your home? How about this, a $300 credit on this year's taxes? All of those things can be yours with a Rheem tankless water heater.
A Rheem tankless water heater is backed up by more than 80 years of trusted quality and a reliable reputation, and provides as much hot water as you want when you want it. You can run the dishwasher, your washing machine, and shower at the same time and still have plenty of hot water left over. And Rheem tankless water heaters qualify for a $300 federal energy efficiency tax credit through the end of 2007. So if you're in the market for a new water heater and you never want to run out of hot water again, now is a great time to go tankless.
Plenty of hot water, energy efficiency, and a $300 tax credit. What more could you want? Relax, it's Rheem. Visit smarterhotwater.com to learn more. That's smarterhotwater.com.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you know the number, and if you need to write it down, grab that pen and paper. The magic number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, you know what happens when you call that number? Not only super friendly people waiting to talk to you, but you will get an answer to that burning home improvement question, and if you ask that question on the air, you get a chance to win a pretty cool prize, because this hour we are giving away the Swan Digital Private Eye Security System. It's worth $199, and it looks just like a simple alarm system. But here's the cool trick. It's got a motion-triggered digital camera that will catch anyone setting it off right in the act of doing whatever it is they are not supposed to be doing. So give us a call, ask your question on the air, and we'll put your name into the Money Pit Hard Hat for your chance to win.
888-666-3974. All right, the weather outside is frightful, and part of that that's not so delightful is the slippery sidewalks, all that ice forming on those sidewalks. Now, most of you may be ready to go grab your bag of rock salt, throw it on the sidewalk, and see that ice melt away. Good? Not so good, because the ice does melt away, but the icy, salty water that remains starts to eat through the surfaces of the sidewalk. You don't want to use rock salt. What you want to use is another type of sidewalk salt called potassium chloride. Sometimes sold under the brand name Safety Salt is one that we've seen. It's safe, letter T, and then salt. And it's a type of salt that is going to be less corrosive to the sidewalk. So you can get rid of the ice and not have those sidewalks get all sort of pock marked. And that's what happens to those things when the rock salt sort of eats into them. Now, a good thing to do is to take that salt, that potassium chloride, and mix it in with some sand, maybe some playground sand, mm-hmm. the kind you buy in the bags, like the 50-pound or 80-pound bags, and keep it near your door. This way you throw down a little bit of traction with the sand, and then the potassium chloride will melt that ice away. Keep a supply near each door of your house, and you will be safe all winter long. Got another exterior home improvement question? Pick up the phone right now and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Who's next?
Daryl in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hi, I was giving you guys a call because I have a very unusual problem.
All right.
Okay.
The problem is that I seem to have squirrels running in between my floors.
Hmm. Well, stop throwing your walnuts down there, Daryl.
I think what happened is that previously I had a shingle issue.
Okay.
Where I replaced a facing board and just recently, and I was able to repair that. But I think what might have happened is that they might have even left one at Young here, or they found another access point to get into the overhang.
So right now, do you think you actively have the squirrel up there?
I noticed that there's very little activity, but okay. It seems to only happen like at certain times of the day, like
all right.
in the afternoon or something like that.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you want to make sure you do thoroughly examine the outside of your house to try to figure out a place where the squirrel is getting in and then deal with that.
Okay.
If you can find an obvious access place, one of the things that you might want to do is put a have-a-heart trap at the edge of that and bait that with food. You know, apples work very, very well. Also a good idea if you use one of those have-a-heart traps to wire the apple in. Take a sturdy piece of
so they don't
wire.
Grab it and run.
Well, no, actually, they are pretty tricky, you know, but if you wire it to the bottom of the trap by taking maybe a hanger wire or a piece of picture hanging wire and sort of thread it in there so it's sort of tied off to the trap, then they're a lot less likely to get out of that. And, of course, you got to check the trap every day to see if you've caught them, and then you can take them out to the woods and let them go in their merry way where they can go haunt someone else's attic. But if you can get into the attic space and get access to that, another thing that you should do is throw some mothballs around because that tends to dissuade them as well.
Okay. Okay. I never thought of that. Okay.
All right. We'll give it a shot. Daryl, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks, guys.
Rose in Indiana has a question about odors in the house. What can we help you with, Rose?
Well, you know, I got a new microwave for Christmas last year. And it's got a popcorn button, you know, says one to make popcorn.
Okay.
And the popcorn maker says 3 minutes. So I put it in 3 minutes, and I thought, I better check. And I went in the kitchen. My kitchen was full of smoke, and the popcorn was black as, like charcoal.
Oh, boy.
And I can't get the smell out. I use vinegar.
And you've been using this microwave for a year now?
Yes.
I think you're out of luck. That smell is getting into some part of it. And, you know, there could be a filter perhaps inside of it, but I doubt it. I think if you've been using it that long, you're stuck with it.
Oh, excuse me. The popcorn incident just happened a month ago.
Oh, it's a month ago.
You know, and I haven't used it more than a couple of times since then.
All right, Rose. I've heard that this trick works sometimes, but you do need to be cautious with the popcorn because they can, if you over-pop it, cause fires and, you know, leave a horrific scent around the house. What you want to do is get a large 4-cup microwave-safe bowl and put in it 1 cup of water. Then you're going to add 1/4 cup of white vinegar, or you can go with a 1/3 cup of lemon juice and allow this mixture to boil in your microwave for a full 5 minutes. Don't open the door. Don't move that bowl for 15 minutes so that water cools. Once it cools down, remove that bowl, wipe out the microwave, leave the door open, let it air out, open a window, anything you can do to help dissipate the smell, and that should do the trick. If not, just be cautious and get an air popper.
Okay. Well, gee, I listen to your program every time, and I think it's really, really got some good pointers.
Well, thank you very much, Rose. Have a great day. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Red in Utah has a question about roofs, specifically how long they should last. What kind of roof are you talking about, Red?
I got an asphalt roof.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, I've got a house, and it's been added onto, and then but this roof has been on for a couple, you know, 20 years.
Yeah, and that's about as long as they normally last, but it depends on a number of factors. You know, in a real hot climate, you may only get 15 years. In a cold climate, you may get 25 years. It also depends on the level of roof ventilation. If the attic under this roof is well ventilated so that the attic stays cooler in the summertime, that can add some life to the roof. If this layer of shingles is a second layer as opposed to a first layer, typically the second layers don't last as long because they kind of stay hotter and retain more heat because of the first layer underneath of it. So 20 years is a good average. Are you seeing signs that this roof perhaps may need to be replaced, Red?
Well, you know, I've had that guy say, oh, you need to replace it because the shingles are curling up on the edges. But you get up and look on the top, you know, get up on top of the roof, I mean, it's still at the sand that they put on for coloring and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That isn't coming off. It's not showing bare asphalt on it. It's just the curls of the corners of it.
Okay, if your shingles are curling up, I'll tell you right now that roof's probably older than 20 years because the shingle technology has changed and the new ones have been out for a good 15, maybe
and
more years.
And they don't even
now.
Curl,
and they
regardless
don't curl
of the wear.
Yeah, the older ones that are 20, 25 and older are the ones that curl. And so if you're seeing the edge of those shingles curl up, now the fact that you still have sand on there, that doesn't mean the shingle is not worn because what happens is the oil in the shingles evaporates. The asphalt becomes more porous and then it holds more water against the roof. So if your shingles are starting to visibly deteriorate and curl and crack like that, then I would think that a new roof is in your future. Now, we're not talking about an emergency. You got to do it next week. But certainly within the next year, that would be a good time for you to start thinking about replacing that. And if your shingles are curled like that, I would absolutely not recommend an additional layer because the next layer will look uneven and unsightly. I would definitely strip down the existing one or two layers that's on there right now and put only one layer on.
There's only one layer.
I would still strip it off. I wouldn't put a second layer on if the shingles are curled like that.
What about putting a metal roof over top of them?
That you could do.
Yeah, that you could do. And that's, you know, that's going to be a very expensive solution, but metal roofs are terrific, and they last, 50, 100 years. Yeah.
Well, they're cheaper in the long run, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you live that long.
Well, I won't live 50 to 100. I'm already 69. So, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, and we certainly hope that Red makes it through the next roof and the one after that.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Well, we've told you before that selecting the right replacement windows really can make a huge difference in your energy savings. But up next, we're going to tell you how to choose the ones that are going to make the biggest impact for you and your home.
You live in a Money Pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Get a $1,000 guarantee that the contractor you hire gets the job done right with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Now, if you're standing in water up to your knees right now, you probably should call a plumber. But for less immediate home improvement questions, call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Yeah, maybe your question is, how the heck do I lower my ever-increasing energy bills that keep coming in and keep going higher? Well, there are so many things you can do, from weather stripping and clock setback thermostats. I mean, there's really a ton of different small things you can do around your house. But maybe one of those things that you're thinking about tackling is replacing some of those windows. Maybe not all of them at once, or maybe all of them in the whole house at one time. It depends on you and your budget. So if you're in the market for some new windows, you might be super overwhelmed at the sheer amount of choices that are staring you in the face every time you go into those manufacturer stores. So one thing that you want to look for is something called the U value. This is the measurement of a window's ability to insulate. Makes a lot of sense. It's something you really should look into because it's super important. Now, the lower the U value, the more efficient the window is going to be. Also, you want to look for windows with double panes, low E coatings, low conductivity gas, which is filled in between those panes that are going to help insulate as well. And then the framing can be wood, vinyl, or fiberglass. No aluminum, folks, okay?
Now, here's the cheat sheet. If you can't remember all that, remember this. Look for windows that are Energy Star rated, because you can rely on the Environmental Protection Agency to have a good recommendation and a good rating system before they give out the coveted Energy Star label. So if the window is Energy Star rated, it's probably going to be a good window. And no matter which windows you go with, installation is equally important if you want to have windows that don't leak and windows that are energy efficient. That's why we always recommend good quality self-adhered flashing. We like Grace Vicor Plus. It's a pretty cool product because it protects against water, it protects against air, it protects against moisture leak, and it really seals that entire space around the window to keep it draft-free and leak-free. If you want more information on that product, you can go to the Grace website at graceathome.com. And if a window installation is in your future and you have more questions, pick up the phone right now and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get back to the phones.
Welcome, Stacy of New Hampshire, to the Money Pit with some questions about refinishing kitchen cabinets. What's going on? What do you want to do to them?
Well, I'm looking to possibly update my kitchen.
Okay.
And I didn't know what a better choice would be to reface them or replace them. They're very old, kind of the old-fashioned look, and I was looking to make it a little more modern.
All right. Well, do you know what they're constructed of currently?
They're solid. I believe they're solid wood as far as the inside part, but I think the top, the actual cabinet front part is...
Like the doors.
Yeah, it's more like a press type.
See, typically it would be the other way around. Typically the doors would be the solid wood and the fronts would be solid wood, but the cabinets may be plywood or some sort of a composition wood. Hmm. But if it's all wood, you know, you have some options. You could refinish them as they sit now, basically by replacing the worn finish that's on them. But if you want to dramatically change the color, painting is not a bad idea. We just took a kitchen that we worked on, this project where we did a kitchen makeover, and it had cabinets. Those cabinets must have been there, what, from the 1950s, the old birch plywood boxes?
Oh, they had to be. And they were probably, like, homemade.
Well, yeah, by a carpenter that was hired to come to the house and build them. I mean, that's how old they were.
Okay.
But we painted them and changed the hardware, and they really looked great.
Well, that was another option we were thinking of, painting them. Now, what is your suggestion as far as if you're doing, like, a darker cabinet? A darker countertop, obviously you'd want to do a lighter cabinet. Is that correct?
Stacey, if your cabinets, the boxes themselves are in pretty good shape, but it's the doors that stylistically are not what you're liking or sort of are too retro for you, what you can do is refinish the body of the cabinets themselves, strip down the stain, get to a raw wood surface if you want to put a new stain on it. Otherwise, I would use a liquid sanding just to sort of scuff it up a little bit. Get rid of any dirt and debris that's on there, prime them and paint them. And then what you can do is buy new doors from, you know, IKEA or a home center that sort of matches the look that you're going for. And you can do full overlay or split the box and make it so that it's two cabinet doors to one space, or even go with the library style doors that open upward. I mean, there are a lot of choices if you want to keep what you've got and just sort of enhance it.
Mm-hmm. Now, price wise, is that more expensive, or, you know, which is the better? I guess it kind of depends what you're picking, but I'm looking to spend the least, I guess. So I didn't know whether if I should just replace them or...
Well, replacing them is going to be by far the most expensive.
Okay.
refinishing them on your own is going to be the least expensive. And sort of doing a combination of the two in between, you know, will be a good middle of the road. Of course, it depends on the type of door that you choose. You know, right. Tom and I have both worked with IKEA cabinets, and they offer a clean, very modern look that comes in interesting finishes. You could even sort of mix and match and do a painted cabinet box with a stained wood door. I mean, there's a lot of options. And, you know, how were the prices, Tom, on the cabinets themselves?
Not so bad. Let's see. I spent about $600 on four cabinets and some pretty cool options for those cabinets. So it wasn't terribly expensive. You know, also the big box stores, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, places like that, they have a pretty good supply of a decent quality sort of generic kitchen cabinet. But by far the most cost-effective way to change that look of the kitchen is to do a refinish on those cabinets, change the hardware. On our website, Stacy, at moneypit.com, there's an article. If you go to one of the search boxes and search for cheap tricks for cool kitchens, there is a story there with all sorts of tips on how you can improve the look of your kitchen without spending a whole lot of money. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas.
Yeah, it does. I'll check out the website.
Thanks very much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
More great home improvement advice coming up, including refrigerator maintenance. Yeah, it does require a little bit of work because food particles and other debris, you know, crumbs and whatnot, they can raise a ginormous stink in your refrigerator's drain. We're going to tell you how to keep things clean after this. Money Pit.
Wouldn't it be great if you never had to worry about running out of hot water? Do you want to pay less money to heat water for your home? How about this, a $300 credit on this year's taxes? All of those things can be yours with a Rheem tankless water heater.
A Rheem tankless water heater is backed up by more than 80 years of trusted quality and a reliable reputation, and provides as much hot water as you want when you want it. You can run the dishwasher, your washing machine, and shower at the same time and still have plenty of hot water left over. And Rheem tankless water heaters qualify for a $300 federal energy efficiency tax credit through the end of 2007. So if you're in the market for a new water heater and you never want to run out of hot water again, now is a great time to go tankless.
Plenty of hot water, energy efficiency, and a $300 tax credit. What more could you want? Relax, it's Rheem. Visit smarterhotwater.com to learn more. That's smarterhotwater.com.
Dad, can you make sure there are no monsters under my bed?
Anything for you, princess.
Don't forget the dust mites in my pillow. And the pollen, spores, and bacteria in the air.
I'll cast a magic spell to make them disappear.
Dad, this isn't a fairy tale. We need an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner to trap up to 99% of the harmful particles from our air. There's even an April Air electronic air cleaner that traps viruses.
Protect your family from bacteria, viruses, and other airborne impurities with an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner. April Air, the best in indoor air comfort.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
The best things in life really can be free. We have a new membership program here at the Money Pit, and we are so sure that you'll save money as a member, we're going to let you try it for free for a month.
That's right. You can try out our membership program for 30 days totally free. We've partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program that will save you big money on everything you buy for your home, even your groceries. So grab a pen because you will want to write this number down.
You'll not only save money, you'll make more confident decisions about a remodeling, repair, or maintenance contractor and a lot more. And when you hire a contractor through our referral service, you're going to get a $1,000 guarantee that the job gets done right.
That's right. With our new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership, you can also save on eyeglasses, contacts, and vision care, and even save hundreds a month on groceries.
And check this out. If you're among the first 1,000 listeners to sign up, you're also going to get a Zircon Laser Ball 360 laser level and Zircon's very hot I-60 one-step stud sensor. It's a $50 value.
So call 1-866-732-5466. That number is 1-866-REAL. real home.
But you'll have to be one of the first 1,000 members, so call right now, 1-866-REAL-HOME.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we discuss the four elements of any remodeling project: earth, air, fire, and credit cards. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and you could win the Swan Digital Private Eye Security System worth $199. It looks kind of like a simple alarm system, but it has a motion-triggered digital camera that will catch intruders in the act, and it can record up to 20,000 images. For a chance to win, you must be willing to come on the air and ask your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll throw your name into the Money Pit hard hat for our random prize drawing, and maybe we'll be sending that camera out to you.
Yeah, and maybe you can train that private eye to find out who's been making that mess in your fridge, folks. All right, well, if you find that you've got a messy icebox, you really want to keep all of that debris from clogging your refrigerator's drain and then settling into the drain pan. So really, you do need to clean this whole system regularly. So to do that, you want to start by removing the drain stopper and then use a pipe cleaner. You can get them at the craft store. You can get them at the hardware store to push debris through the drain and into the drain pan. Then go ahead and follow up with a solution of soap, ammonia, and water, and then empty and wash the entire pan. That ammonia is going to kill any sort of funk that is growing in there and stinking everything up. If you do this once in a while, you will find that your fridge smells lovely and not atrocious.
888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
Toby in Kansas has got a flooring question. What can we do for you?
We have hardwood floors in our kitchen, hidden under several layers of other things.
Okay.
We've got it's hardwood floor. I peeled up a corner of it, and it's got that real old first-generation type linoleum stuck to the hardwood itself.
Okay.
And then, and that's basically what we're getting down to. It has, like, that kitchen carpeting and then a bunch of other stuff on top of that.
Holy cow.
I know. The home was built in the 1920s, and it looks like all they did was they refloored over everything instead of peeling it up and starting over again.
Toby, if you can get everything off of that floor, you're going to gain at least 4 inches of ceiling height.
Tell me about it. And they're already 9-foot ceilings. So.
Toby, what I would do here is I would absolutely try to remove that flooring. And what's going to happen when you get down to the linoleum, you'll get the top layer off, but there'll be a lot of glue left behind. And that's just going to come off through hard work. You're going to scrape as much off as you can. And the last step is you're going to have that floor professionally sanded with a belt sander. The big floor sanders that they use, they have 12-inch wide belts. You can get a very, very coarse grit on that that can cut right through that adhesive. It's a little more work than if it didn't have it on, but it absolutely can be saved. And, you know, the best thing about this is all of that other flooring material, think of it as a nice drop cloth. It's been protecting that hardwood for years. So you ought to have a lot of life left in it, and it's going to look fabulous.
Cool. What is the best way, though, to get that? If that linoleum is really stuck on there. I've bent several putty knives.
You're going to need a floor scraper that kind of looks like a shovel, except it has a flat blade.
It's got a long handle, okay. And it is a very, very durable, tough blade on it.
Okay. And then just come in it as flat as I can.
Yeah, that's right. Get as much of it off it as you can. You may use a scraper after that to pull any of the big chunks of glue off. But really, those belt sanders, we often caution people against them because they are so aggressive. This is one of those situations where you want a belt sander that's going to take a good bite out of that floor to get rid of that glue for you. It can definitely
be your friend.
But
monitor it. You know, when you're using it, you want to make sure that you get all that adhesive off, but you don't sort of dip down into the wood, because if you leave it in one spot too long, you can really create a divot. So
yeah,
be cautious.
Yeah, Toby, I would not recommend you do this belt sanding yourself. I'd do everything else but that. In the hands of a pro, that floor is going to be beautiful.
So it'd be better to have the pro take care of the last bit.
Just the last step. That's right. You do all the grunt work. Let them do the finish work, okay?
That sounds great.
Toby, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks.
Tuning in WJFK, we've got John in Virginia who wants to talk epoxy grout. What can we do for you?
I'm putting a brand new ceramic floor down in my new bathroom, and I heard about epoxy grout on your show, and I didn't know anything about it, and I was wondering if it cleans up like regular grout, and where you purchase it.
Actually, it cleans up better than sand grout because it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder surface, and it doesn't absorb stains as well, so it's probably a good choice.
Okay. When you're applying it, though, does it clean up well also?
It's a little harder to apply for sure than sand grout. But, you know, once it dries and you get it in there, for a floor, I think it's a great choice.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try it, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah, give it a shot. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. The website is moneypit.com. Up next, a leaky roof and a popcorn ceiling are not a good combination. We're going to talk to one listener who needs some help getting through this tricky repair to a damaged popcorn ceiling. We'll have the solution after this.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Save hundreds a month on groceries, not to mention significant savings on home improvement products and services with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you know, you're going to be making some resolutions very soon if you haven't done them already. And at least one probably has to do with losing weight or perhaps getting organized. Well, you might be able to get your house to help you keep those same New Year's resolutions. Find out exactly how to put your house on a diet in our very next Money Pit e-newsletter. There's a fun story about there on how your house can help you keep those New Year's resolutions. It's available for free on MoneyPit.com. You can sign up right there off the homepage.
Yeah, and MoneyPit.com is a super website. If you don't already spend a lot of time there, go to it, snoop around, go to the project finder, put in whatever it is you're working on and get tips, ideas, products, everything that are going to help you get that job done efficiently and fantastically. And also, you're going to see a little button there that says Ask Tom and Leslie. You can email us your question and we'll answer them right now at this portion of the show like we do every week. And we've got one here from Andrea in Andalusia, Alabama, that's a lot of A's, who writes, we had a leak on our roof that damaged part of my ceiling. The drywall was patched in two separate 2-foot square areas. Unfortunately, I have popcorn ceilings. What can I do to try to match the texture of my ceiling in these patched areas? That's not that bad.
Well, fortunately, Andrea, you are not the first one that's ever had to repair a damaged popcorn ceiling. In fact, there's so many folks out there that have had to do that, that there are manufacturers that make products to do just that. There's a company called Homax that makes a textured ceiling spray in a can. I think it covers like 15 square feet. And I found it online, but I've also seen these at the major home centers, these popcorn ceiling repairs. Now, remember, even after you spray that, the bad thing here is you're probably not going to get it to match the color because that popcorn ceiling of years ago...
Well, it's going to be brand spanking new.
Yeah, and it tends to get dirty from the soil in the air that's just sort of normal part of the environment. So it's not going to match. So you probably will have to paint it. And if you got to paint it, Leslie, probably this is a good idea for one of those slit rollers, don't you think?
I mean, it really is the only thing that works when you're painting popcorn ceiling or a texture that's soft like the popcorn ceiling is. It's a foam roller. It's fairly thick foam, and you'll notice that it's spiral cut all the way around the entire roller from end to end. And it really works so that as you're painting the ceiling, it sort of opens up to allow it to go around the popcorn texture without pulling it off. Because if you use a regular roller, you're going to pull it right off. All right, we've got another one here from Shirley in DeKalb, Illinois, who writes, our roof has been turning dark. There are black marks all over it. What's causing this problem?
Probably shade trees around your house, Shirley. If you tend to have a roof that's surrounded by a lot of shade, generally that's a good place for moss to grow. And you're going to have to use a wash now and and clean that roof. You could use a product like Jomax, which is available at hardware stores and home centers, and wash the roof down. But then look to trim the trees and the shrubs away so you get more light on the roof. If you get natural sunlight on that roof, you'll find that it stays a lot cleaner.
Yeah, and surely if you're doing any roof work or if you just feel like taking the extra step, go ahead and add a nickel or a copper ridge vent, and that will sort of release natural materials that'll help you tackle all that mold that's growing up there every time it rains.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website is moneypit.com, where the show continues 24-7. You can also call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a disaster in your house, a home improvement disaster, you know what happens? You go down to the basement, pipes are leaking. We had a disaster not too long ago. Woke up to cold water. Yeah, can you believe it? The audacity of my boiler to leak in the home of a home improvement expert. See, it
happens
to us,
too. Did you make the kids take cold showers?
No, I made my son go down and reset it. It was cold in the morning. You go down and do it, kid. It's pays to have teenagers around. Now, we fixed it up. But it happens to us, too. And if it happens to you and you need some help, you can call us any time of the day or night at 888-666-3974. The number goes right to Leslie's home phone. Hey, instant replay available also on our website. That's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. And don't call me.
8888-MONEY-PIT. Mealtime
inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.